This is CliffCentral.com. Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life, with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, Lionel Makoka-Klelo. Welcome, Lions.
Thank you very much, Gary. Dumela to all our podcasters and to our guests today. And it's Tuesday once again. The swaggest law show is in your town.
What is the swaggest, Lionel? What's the direct translation?
We are the stylist because we really break the jargons and to everyday usage of language, so that's why we are the swaggers, because we don't really complicate the law.
Absolutely, yeah. You're right there. Okay, today's show, Lions, is about the new municipal property valuations, and there are residents that we're targeting right now. Let's give out the municipalities: Hibernian, Jeffreys Bay, Nelspruit, Tabazimbi, Middelburg, Meyerton, George, Buffalo City, East London, sure. Mogale City is Krugersdorp, and they've all been affected, so their valuation rolls are out there for them. So these guys have got to listen up. And then last week, the city of Johannesburg opened their new valuation rolls for inspection,
sure.
And that's the big one. According to a report I saw yesterday, Lines, on IOL, Johannesburg residents are absolutely outraged over property valuation increases, as some of which have gone up as high as 500% in some areas. Now, these increases could result in some owners losing their homes and businesses, as you know. South Africans, we up to our eyeballs in all the increases that we face. And that's truthful. And a lot of us just can't take it no more.
I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more. Sit it down, I'll be getting a little walk. I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more. Sit it down, I'll be getting a little walk. I can't take it no more.
DJ Gary, this is so amazing. This is like the vet. I can't take it anymore. Now it's 15% from 14. Please bring it down.
Yeah, if you drive down the streets of Joburg right now, you'll hear that as a lot of people's theme song lines. People can't take it no more. If you want to join in, apparently there's a petition that's been started. Hashtag Johannesburg rates must fall.
Oh,
there you go.
That's great.
So, Lions, all is not lost. If you believe that the municipal valuation applied to your property is unfair, then you must take a stand and object. Now, it sounds all very well, but how do you do that thing? Well, the municipalities are giving you advice on how to object, but somehow you want it from the real experts, the people that are opposing the municipalities on a day-to-day basis. So we've got into our studio the guys that know it all, and they are professional valuers. They're from a very big company called rateswatch.co.za, and we have with us Christo Bockhorst and Ben Espach. Welcome, guys.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary, for having us.
Good.
Hence, I'm saying we are the swiggest. We bring the best of the best to really simplify the most complex situations.
Yeah, tree lines. Yeah. By the way, listeners in Cape Town, you may want to listen to this one to be prepared for your new valuation role, which is coming out next year. Am I right, gents?
That's correct.
Yeah. So you'll probably be objecting or want to object as well, so this show is also for you. Our Facebook page, The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg. Have a look and give us a like, please. Lines, the Twitter handle.
The Twitter handle is at Hertzlaw, H-E-R-T-Z-L-A-W. And you can actually propose any topics that you'd like to talk about. Or if you've got any challenges insofar as legal issues are concerned, drop us a mail and we'll try and tackle it by bringing somebody who's a specialist within that particular area of law that you've got challenge in and simplify the matter just so that you come to a conclusion.
Our partner today is Legal Talk South Africa with its Facebook membership now of over 170,000. Well done, Ray Green.
No, that's great. No, we are growing. I must say, this partnership, Gary, is really affecting lives out there. And many people are actually getting all the answers that they really need insofar as the law is concerned. And kudos to you as the leader who's driving this show, because without your vision, this would not have been possible. So, kudos. And keep up doing the great job that you're doing.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to get these shows out, all the legal stuff, especially a show like this. People really want this knowledge. It's going to be pinned right at the top of the Facebook page of Legal Talk South Africa so that people can click on it and just listen to it.
Certainly.
Very easy. Gentlemen, Christo Bockhorst and Ben Espach of Rates Watch, these increases that are coming about in Johannesburg, I've been reading that some people have been increased from 3,850 to 22,000 rand a month. People can't afford it. Businesses could close down. What's going on out there? How are these properties valued? Who values them? And explain the whole procedure of how the municipality goes about valuing a property. Ben, you want to take this one?
Yes, Gary, I think before we get to the actual numbers on your rates account, one should look at the process. And obviously there's legislation behind this, and that is the Municipal Property Rates Act, and which applies to all municipalities all over South Africa. So if a roll is produced, the values are all made in terms of that legislation.
Ben, this occurs, if I'm correct, every 4 years there's a new valuation that comes out.
Yeah, for metros, they have up to 4 years with a year additional that could be granted, and the smaller municipalities, the rest of the municipalities in South Africa, is on a 5+2, a 7-year cycle.
Okay, so if I buy in Joburg, I know that for 4 years my rates will be as is, but then it will probably change 4 years later.
It could change. It will depend on what the new value of the property is. And hopefully we'll get to that a bit later in the show.
Let's talk about I buy a property, and the day I buy it, I know they tell me the previous seller, the rates are 2,000 rand a month, for instance. Now there's a new property valuation that's come out, and I see that I'm going to be paying much, much more. How did this happen?
Well, it is possible that you could pay more because the valuation roll, if you take Joburg for an example, the current roll was implemented in 2013. Mm. So the values of the properties are as July 2012. Mm. For the new roll that will be implemented in July this year, the properties are valued as July last year, 2017. Mm-hmm. So on the new roll, hopefully property increase in value over time. That's maybe one of the reasons why we all buy property. You hope to get some capital growth. So that growth in the market value will be reflected between the two valuation roles. And unfortunately, at this stage, you will not be able to quantify the rates that you'll be paying from July, because the municipalities still need to do their budget. And part of the budget are the tariffs. So if all the properties increased by value, we hope to see a reduction in the tariff. So that if the value of your property doubles, it doesn't mean that your property rates will double.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's ask this. We have a question from a listener. In my many years, says the listener, of living in Johannesburg, I cannot recall having seen a city valuer visit my property. Do values go door to door, and how do municipalities calculate these rates? Christo, you want to take this one?
Gary, yes, thank you very much. Under the old legislation prior to 2004, municipal valuers had to inspect most of the properties. But as times changed and with new legislation actually permits the municipal valuer not to inspect the property, they are allowed to use aerial photography or building plans to get the information on your property. And the realistic story is, if you go out as a valuer to a property and you knock on a door, 9 out of the 10 times, taking the conditions of South Africa currently you won't get access to a property. You won't let anybody into your property nowadays. So it is a little bit difficult for municipal valuers to gain access to properties. Therefore, legislation permits them to use aerial photography and building plans to get information of your property.
Do you rely on what estate agents are telling you? Well, or the councils, do they rely on that?
Well, I don't know. Not really estate agents. When you do a valuation, you use property sales that was recorded in the deeds office. So that's your source document. And what they do is, when they do these valuations, is they take aerial photography. 9 out of 10 times they get help in to measure the roof sizes of your buildings. They've got a similar product like Google, where they drive around streets and plot properties on the GPS coordinates. If they did the property size, let's say the roof size is 100 square meters and they drive past the property, it's a double story, so it's 200 square meters of buildings on site. So what they will do is they will do that for the whole suburb. Then what they will do is they will take the deeds office data, they will calculate a basic rate per square meter that properties are selling for in that suburb. And then they will then apply that to all the properties and get a base valuation. You must remember that municipal property valuations is called mass valuations. So it is not really a one-on-one valuation. When it gets to business properties, that's a whole different story, because you can't average business properties.
Do we deal with business properties later, or you want to take that one now?
Business properties, when you value business properties, it's mostly on the income that the property can generate, the property-related expenses, and the capitalization rate of the property. That usually that makes up the property value.
Where do they get the rentals that tenants are paying? How do they find this out?
There is source documents in the market, various companies that draw up average tables of rentals in areas.
Yeah, in other words, a factory in Weinberg, the average rental would be X per square meter, and that's how they do the calculation. Is that more or less?
That's how they do the calculation. Again, don't inspect the property, because they allow to not to inspect the property. So it is a very scientific process that the municipal valuer follows. That's why when you object, when you start drilling down to the property specifics, that's usually when your value is then adjusted.
Okay, so now I, as a, let's say I'm a residence, they've, in my view, overvalued my property by 500% or whatever. What do I do?
Firstly, for you to determine that the property was overvalued, the basic mistake most of the ratepayers do, and I think it's because people are uninformed, they just look at the annual or the increase from the last valuation. Like Ben said, valuation rule spans over 4 years. That's usually why they say the municipal value is lower than the bank valuation, because the valuation, the municipal valuation, is as at a date, 2012 or 2017 in this case for Johannesburg. Your bank valuation will be as at to date. That's why the difference in value, most probably. So that's just the principle.
So, sorry, Christo, if I buy a property today and I apply for a bond, how does the bank value that property? I need a bond. I've bought a house for $3 million. I need an 80% bond. How do they go about that?
They will take the deeds data that is recorded in the deeds office as at today, and they will do a comparison based on today's market activities. When I value just to give you a basic principle, if I do a valuation for municipal purposes and I built a brand new house today in 2018, and the house is worth, let's call it, 5 million rand, the council or the municipal valuer has to go and value that house as if it existed in 2012. And if that property existed in 2012, the value would have only been 3.2, 3.5 million. So your rateable value will be 3.5 million, but today's market value in 2018 will be 5 million. And that's the difference between municipal valuations, market value, and current market value. And that's why the rights legislation in South Africa makes objecting and appealing to the valuation a little bit complex, because it's not straightforward.
Do you recommend I think it's an obvious. People who feel hard done by, that the valuation is unfair, the question to you is, do you recommend they object? And what are the chances of success? Are people going to waste their time and their money? Or is there a good chance that you can convince the powers at the councils that they've overvalued your property?
Gary, the important thing, and as maybe just before I answer that, going back to what Christa discussed now, the basis for valuation for rights purposes and for the bank value is market. So what is the willing buyer prepared to pay for the property and a willing seller prepared to accept? Mm. But there are some, because it's a mass valuation, it can be a bit different. So the basis is exactly the same. What the objector, a person who wants to object, should do is to say, but if this property was in the market on the date of valuation, and let's use the Joburg example, 1 July 2017, if I had to buy my property on that date, what would I be prepared to pay? And if the new value sits at 7 million rand, and you think, but he will not be prepared to pay 7 million, that is a good indication that property could be overvalued. The problem is that the owner is involved in this, and they cannot, often you find that they're emotionally involved and they cannot really make a good call on this. And I think that is where, if you talk to the local estate agent, they will quickly give you an indication of what the value range for properties in that area will be. And that can give point.
When you go to an estate agent, he always overvalues the property because he wants to get the mandate from you. So if you say, I want to sell my house, he says, you're going to get 10 million, knowing that you won't, because he thinks he'll get the mandate. The question is, what is the true value of that property, and how do we establish that it's what a willing buyer will pay?
That is correct, and that is, as Christa explained, the information recorded in the deeds office. What was actual transaction? So you take the emotion out of it, you take the emotion of the estate agent out of it, and at the end of the day, if this property was sold for 6 million, and the municipal valuer valued it at 7 million, then the 6 million is a good indication of the market value.
I've had this property for 15 years. I've lived there half my life. Okay? Well, but I haven't tried to sell it. I'm happy there.
Well, obviously, there are properties in your vicinity that was sold.
Yes, but they're much smaller, or they're much bigger, or whatever. The gardens are better. Does that matter, or is it only worked on the square meterage? What about I've got an extra bathroom, or he's got an extra bathroom, I've got a double story, he doesn't? How do you get like for like here?
Gary, I may, usually when it's a low value property, or you want to do your objection yourself, what you should do is maybe get two or three estate agents taking cognizance of the date of valuation. That's why it is very important to, if you want to object, to do it now, but to explain to the estate agent what you are trying to achieve. So when you object, yes, you can use evidence supplied by estate agents, but if I'm sitting in a appeal board at the end of the day, which is similar to a court case where there's a chairman and a panel of valuers, at least three estate agent letters stating the value, but also what did they take into account when they gave their opinion? Because with due respect, the estate agents have an opinion of value,
yes,
and they don't usually value the property. So it's a letter of opinion, and I think if you have three or four letters from different estate agents stating the facts, then that could be an indication of market value and that your property has
been
overvalued.
Would it make a difference if my home hasn't really been painted recently, the upkeep is not great, the garden's not in a great shape? Would I be able to object to the value placed on it by the municipality and get it downgraded as such?
Yes, again, what is the market willing to pay? I mean, you used an example of a bathroom extra or less.
Yes.
If you are in an area where you've got young and upcoming families, the norm for the area is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house, and you've only got one bathroom, surely the market and the estate agent that will be indicated in the value that at the end of the day is realized. So if you do a proper sales analysis, especially for court cases on, and you do your comparisons, you will pick up that a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house is selling, for example, at 10,000 rand a square meter, where a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom house will sell for 7,500 rand per square meter. So the market does indicate what people are prepared to pay based on the physical accommodation of the property.
Okay, please give me and to my listeners listening practical advice. They want to object. Give them the list from A to Z of what they need to get what evidence they need in order to succeed with their objection to the value that's been placed on their property.
Gary, I think if we could maybe split it up between residential and business properties. Ben, will you deal with the residential?
Okay, maybe a checklist.
Yeah.
I think as Christo has mentioned, is the opinions of estate agents is important, because and you must go to the reputable estate agents and make sure they understand that they must give you the value of the property as at the date of valuation. So if you approach them now for Joburg, it's the 1st of July 2017. So that they just wind back the clock. Then there are various sources of market information where you can go to Property 24. You can also find properties that are listed for sale. And you can get that information. You can speak to the estate agent and you go and have a look at those properties and see how it compares with your property. Mm. So if those properties are well maintained and your property is not well maintained, obviously the value of your property should be lower.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, then the second source of information is transactions in the deeds office. And that will be, if you go to an appeal, the appeal board will give more weight to actual transactions that has happened.
How do I, as Joe Public, get the list of transactions in my area from the deeds office?
Well, if you don't have access to one of the service providers that provide this type of information, mm-hmm. if you team up with the
Does Rates Watch have this?
Yes, we subscribe to one of the service providers, so we get that information, so we can provide that.
Can you tell exactly what's been paid and what's been sold and paid for in the street?
In the street, yes.
And neighborhood probably. Even as well.
It depends on your question, on how you set up the query.
Yes.
Normally, most of these guys have a standard report which shows the properties that was transacted recently in that area.
Okay. Would it help if I took pictures of the property?
Yes, obviously, and especially if your property is not well maintained and if there are maybe structural issues on your property, cracks in the...
I've got damp, I've got this, all of that.
Yeah. Obviously, that will bring down the value. So you must provide those pictures, because we all know a picture tells 1,000 words, so you don't have to describe it. You just show the picture.
Am I wasting my time in doing this, or is there a good chance that I should succeed? How many people that object succeed?
Well, a lot of people object because of the emotional issue. And if you sit down and really analyze and see that the property is overvalued, and you can provide that information, substantiate your value, then you will be successful.
Now, I, as a lawyer, have done this for someone, and we got a whole mound of evidence. And we went from top to toe to try and show, and we did. We succeeded. But, I mean, maybe we were, that's one of the lucky ones. The council does suggest and state that people who feel aggrieved should object. Where do these objections go? Who we're not talking of appeal now. Mm-hmm. We're talking of just the standard objection. Who's looking at that?
Well, the objections are adjudicated by the municipal valuer. So the moment that's submitted, it's handed over to the municipal valuer.
Is it the same man who valued my house
that,
to start it?
That is correct.
Who is this man? Is he a full-time employee, or is he a consultant to the council?
Well, in Joburg, for instance, the municipal valuer is an official at the municipality, but the valuation, the general valuation, was outsourced to a private company. to do all the valuations.
So does it go back to them?
It will go back to
them. So the man who valued my property gets my evidence back on objection, and then he looks at what he has against what I have, and then he makes a decision.
That's correct. That's correct.
Are these decisions, I mean, in your experience, is it quite fair? Should we expect fair justice if we go on objection?
Yes, if you provide good information. For instance, if he's overstated the extent of the building, and you provide information showing it's only 100 square meters and not 200 square meters that he thought it was, then obviously you'll get a reduction. Or if you can show market evidence that shows the value of your house is lower, then you will be successful. But if you base your objection on the fact that you can't afford the rates or the value increased by 5,500%, that is not the basis.
That's your bad luck, isn't
that's
it?
That's your bad luck. Yeah, for sure.
People, it was reported in IOL, Melrose and Melrose North residents are getting increases of up to 82%.
Sure.
Now, they have an association called the Melrose North Residents and Ratepayers Association. They've appealed to all their members to lodge objections to the new valuation roll. Just a question on that one. Should a sectional title development lodge it as a body, or is it individuals? And should an association lodge it as an association, or is it each individual person that lodges it?
Well, at the end of the day, the objection is against a specific property. So if there are 100 units in a sectional title development, there should be 100 separate objections. Yes. But I believe that the association can assist them and guide them,
yes,
and provide the correct information.
Yes.
To substantiate those calculations.
You gents do a lot of this, objections.
That's correct.
Yeah. This is your business.
Yeah.
So you're looking after the people, especially, I suppose, residents and then businesses. Christo, let's talk about the businesses. And there's one question I think that Lionel, before we get there, wants to know. Is there an exemption? Take a house in the township. Mm-hmm. What's the exemption for him?
Gary, as per legislation, the first 15,000 of a residential of a property is exempt from paying rates. But some metros and municipalities have the right to increase this to an amount that they see fit.
Mm.
For example, the total reduction in rates is on the first 200,000 currently.
Is this in Joburg or all over?
In Joburg, yeah. First 15 is national. So if you in Welkom, they can't go, they have to give the first 15,000, must be made exempt. In Johannesburg, like we say, the total reduction is 200,000 on your market value.
I live in Soweto, my property's worth 200, there's no rates payable.
There shouldn't be any rates payable.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify one thing, because it's now a new valuation roll and a new budget, we are still waiting for the figure that is going to be exempt.
Mm.
I don't foresee, my opinion is that they won't reduce the 200, although it could happen, but I don't think it will. I don't think it will increase. I think that it will stay at the 200.
Anything above 200, if my property is worth 210, I pay rates on 10,000.
That's indeed correct.
So
yes,
the first 200 is exempt. Okay, we got that line, so it's all understood. Yeah.
But is it not also in the favor of the municipality to actually make it a point that they inflate the price so that at least they get something? Because for them, the higher the price, the more rate that they will collect, as opposed to a lower one.
Yeah, well, what Lionel's saying, you said something very early in the show that stuck with me and has made me a bit unhappy. You say that the municipalities kind of work their budget on all this.
Mm.
And then if they're kind of okay with their budget, they can drop this.
Mm.
You know, that doesn't sound lekker, you know.
Yeah, that's why the valuation profession and valuations for municipal properties are so important. Because firstly, the mandate is to create the rate space, meaning value all the properties on a general valuation, all the properties in the city, and that gives you a rate space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? On that rate space, then the finance departments would go and determine the budget. So if there is, so if the budget, let's call it, is 10, the tariffs come out at 5, that gives you your income to match the budget.
Yes.
If the municipal valuer went and he overvalued or overestimated, then, and there's a lot of objections and successful objections, that would lower the rate space. And then the council will take a loss of income.
Yeah.
So that's why it's very important for the municipal valuer and to go through this process and value the properties as close as possible.
Mm-hmm. I think what's important is that the values are not increased to increase the income. The values are done on the market value. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the municipality chain can increase the tariff to increase their income. So often people will say, but yes, they're valuing it high to increase the income. The target on the valuation side is the market value of the property.
Okay, so that's very interesting. So the market value is the market value, but tariff is the issue here.
That's correct.
Now, when does the tariff get increased? How does that work? Is that budget through council pushing through?
That is part of the budget process. So the municipal financial years works from July to June. Mm. So currently, all the municipalities are in the budget cycle. So the draft budgets will be tabled towards the end of March. And that must be then taken through a public participation process.
And that's where I can object. But there's not much hope in that one.
I agree with you. We have been successful to object against tariffs, but they made errors in doing the calculation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But your success is so low there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, at the end of the day, it's balancing the books. If they want X rand out of the income of rates, it's a simple calculation. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the Paneel Klopper, the panel beater in Wynberg. He's got a property. The rental is poor. The building is not in great shape. It's not good, but he's been overvalued. Well, he wants to go on objection. Mm-hmm. How does he do that?
Yeah, Gary, business properties, the valuation is based, although comparison is the best method of valuation. When it comes to income producing properties or panel beaters, your retail shops, your big shopping centers, the best method of valuation is to determine what would be a market related rental income for that property. You will deduct property related expenses, take into consideration a market-related vacancy factor and a market-related cap rate. Why I'm hampering on market-related, if you have a shopping center and you and your market rentals is, let's say for example, 15 or 20% below market to attract tenants, where for municipal purposes, that rental that you achieve in that shopping center will be disregarded because it's not a market-related rental. And that is also according to a section in the Municipal Property Rights Act, the legislation, which says that any unregistered lease must be disregarded for valuation purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot get away with getting a lower rental on your property or a below-market rental to determine your municipal value. So yes, market related, when it gets to, like I explained earlier, when it gets to business properties, it becomes difficult because you cannot really do a mass valuation on business properties.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 times a municipality or a council will send out a questionnaire before a general valuation asking for information. In a big city like Johannesburg, it is easy to determine market rentals, and because there's a lot of role players in the market. When you get to a small township, if there's only one shopping center in that whole township or town, that would be the market rental, and then I would say the municipal valuer can take that rental as gospel and value it because there's nothing to compare it with.
Mm.
But when you get to Wynberg, there is many industrial properties to draw conclusions from. So, yes, the crux here is the markability of your income and your expenses and your vacancy. I mean, if you have a building in Wynberg and it is 80% vacant for the last 5 years and all the other buildings around you have an average vacancy rate of, let's call it 10%, the municipal valuer will use the market vacancy rate of 10% and not the 80% that you're currently at.
Mm.
Because it might be for other other factors that pertains
maybe
to the vacancy.
Maybe you're asking for too much rental,
That might be.
The question to you is, right now in Joburg, for instance, the new valuation role is open for inspection and objection. And we have until April.
6th of April.
That's of April.
Correct.
In the meantime, am I still paying rates on the old value?
Yes, you will pay rates until June. Your June account will be the last account on the current value. Then from the 1st of July,
yes,
the new value will kick in with the new tariff.
Well, my world.
Yeah.
So now, this objection that I want to lodge is got to go in before the beginning of April, 6th of April.
That's correct.
Van Riebeek Day, I think it was. That's when Van Riebeek arrived. For, yeah. Am I right? I think so.
I think so.
The dromedaris and all those, I think I learned it at school. Anyway, the question is, will my opposition to the new voter evaluation role be afgehandeld, will be finalized before the 6th of April?
Most probably not. It will depend on the number of objections. And the previous round, I think Joburg received about 30,000 objections. Mm. So it can take from about 3 to 6 to 18 months for all the objections to be dealt with.
I think after this show, there'll be a lot more. In the meantime, whilst my objection is ongoing, I pay the new rates.
Yeah. No, I think that's
the tragedy of this.
That's a very important point. Excuse me. let's use the example, the value is 7 million on the roll. You submitted your objection, you think it should be 5 million, and you've got good evidence, so you have a strong case. So most probably the value will come down to 5 million. But come 1st of July, you'll receive that account based on 7 million.
Jesus.
So you'll be paying every month on a 7 million, and say in September, October, if you're lucky, the municipal valuer have a look at your objection, and he agrees with your 5 million. He will send you a result saying 5 million it is.
Do I get my money back?
And you it will show as a credit on your account.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it will show. Yeah, because it is backdated to July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what's important, and in some cases it may become extremely difficult, but owners should not stop paying. They should pay. And I know sometimes
we hate this one. Yeah. Just pay and we'll sort it out later.
Unfortunately, that is how the act is set up.
And if you don't pay, they're going to cut off.
They will cut off your electricity. You can approach the municipality to make an arrangement, but in Joburg it's a bit of a exercise. But so if you really can't afford it, don't stop paying. Pay what you can afford, but approach the municipality and go make an arrangement.
Do you think if I get my objection in quickly now, that it will be handled quicker, or will it just be put in one pile and be dealt with later on?
There is an indication that they will try and deal with the objections as soon as possible. Mm. So it may be possible that if you have it in now, they will deal with it. But we're not sure of whether that's going to happen.
I know this is your business, and it's also my business to an extent. Do you suggest that people use professionals like you and me, or is it okay if they try it on their own? How does the valuer see it, if it comes from a lawyer or it comes from Rates Watch? How will the valuer see this one? Christo?
Gary, yes. My opinion is, if you have a normal residential property in a homogeneous area where most of the properties look the same and your sales prices are between, let's call it, 1 million and 1.5 million, or between 1.5 and 3 million, and there's a general average in the suburb, go the route of trying to do it yourself. Because there's always...
It's very nice of you to say that, because I know it's your business.
It's a fact. I mean, if I was, we tell a lot of our clients to do that, because, I mean, if it's a real homogeneous area, but if you get to areas in Johannesburg, for example, your Westcliffs, your Sandhursts, where you deal with 60 plus million rand properties, 40 million rand properties, then, in my opinion, I would rather get a professional in.
Funnily enough, those guys are less affected. They can probably afford it quicker than the guy in the homogeneous area. That extra 100 rand means so much to him.
Exactly.
You know, with everything going up right now, every penny you save.
Exactly. But remember, Gary, that there's always a chance of you not succeeding, because the process just quick is objection, the municipal valuer looks at your objection. And if you remember, if the municipal valuer sit with, let's call it 50,000 objections, and he has got 6 months to deal with it, he has to do about 200-300 a day. Mm. If you don't submit evidence properly, he's just going to page past it.
My advice is, if you can afford it, just get professional help. It'll when the council's valuer sees it coming from a professional, he'll know it's got the right evidence. He'll be more prone to giving it, you know, a proper attention and quicker attention, and maybe
a better decision. Because after your objection, if you're not successful, there's the appeal process, which is similar to an informal court situation. And if once the Valuation Appeal Board makes his decision on the value, your next step is High Court. So, and that's, you don't want to go there. So I'm now referring to high value properties, business properties.
If I go on objection and I'm rejected, they say, sorry, there's no change, I can go on appeal.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah. Where does that appeal go?
That is handed to an independent panel that is appointed by the municipality.
Is that expensive? Do I have to pay a fee to them?
No. It's a public hearing where the council appoint a legal person. Usually an advocate, and a panel of valuers, two or three professional or associated valuers, where you then come in. The onus is unfortunately on you to prove the municipal valuer wrong. You will submit your evidence. The municipal valuer and the appeal board have the right to cross-examine you on your evidence.
Is there automatic appeal from objections if my objection's rejected? Can I automatically go on appeal, or do I need permission like we do in court? We sometimes need the court's permission.
No, you don't need permission, but again, you will receive a notice of the decision of the objection, which gives you, and I think according to legislation, 30 days. Yeah. 30 days to appeal. So if you miss the 30 days, then you have a problem.
Okay.
So yes, you have then the 30 days to appeal, and then you wait for your hearing date.
Some people have asked, it's come through, where exactly on my account, where do I see the new valuation, or the old valuation, where do you know where it is?
Well, on the Joburg account, on the first page, you get, on the right hand side, you get the property description, address, and then underneath there's a line that's showing the value. It doesn't show the category, because the category is also important.
So we haven't spoken about
We
category.
Haven't, and we need to.
Let's deal with it now.
The category is at the end of the day, the category is linked to the tariff. So all properties must be categorized, and in order to do that, there's a rates policy, which gives a list of categories, and the typical categories will be business and commercial, residential, and farms. Let's make it a simple policy. So for every category, there will be a tariff. If the tariff is one for residential, business will be about 2.6 times that, and that for farms will be a quarter of the one.
Okay.
So if your category is incorrect, if you are living on a property that's zoned, and typically in Joburg, if it's zoned for business purposes, but you have a house on it, there's a good chance that the category will be business and commercial. And you need to have that corrected, because you're paying too much rates.
Now that's so important, Yeah, absolutely. So I'm living on a property, it does have business rights, and I'm paying the business valuation rates.
And you must
object to that one.
You must definitely object to that one. There's a number of sexual title schemes that's developed on business properties owned for business purposes. They have a similar challenge. So the first focus is normally the value, but you should not lose sight of the category. And if it's a house, it should be residential. I think that's a simple test that you can apply.
Excellent advice. Lines? Yeah, you cool?
Brilliant.
Okay. Gents, we have a few questions that have come through from Legal Talk South Africa, our partner. Here's one from Mr. Mush. He says, hi all, please help. What is better, estate agency house valuation or getting a valuation company to do the valuation?
Hmm.
I don't know if he was talking about buying a house or something.
Well, if the stakes are high,
yeah,
you go for the best option. And there, having a proper valuation done in your property is first choice. It will depend on the situation.
Get a professional valuer like yourselves to give a proper valuation.
Yeah. Especially if the stakes are high. If on high value properties, if it's a billion rand property, then you must make sure, because every million makes a big difference on
absolutely
your monthly rates.
There's a man called Abdul who replied to that message. He says, as a guideline, you could use your municipal rates valuation, add 5 to 10% to gauge market value. And is there merit in that?
No, not at all.
So sometimes people get it wrong. You've got to watch what they have to say. Yeah. Okay. Let's take one or two more. Here we go. Sharon wants to know. She says she's asking for a friend. Lionel always writes this one.
She said
she had a bank evaluator come to her house for evaluation. The gentleman was not interested, took a few photographs and left. Today the bank advised that they gave a valuation of less than the original valuation when she purchased the property in 2017. She's now done major upgrades to the property, such as a borehole, trellis doors and air cons. What she wants to know is, can she ask the bank to send a different valuator?
Yes. I'm sure that you can get in hold of your financial institution with the assessors or home loans department and ask for a second opinion valuation, and I think they will gladly oblige.
Do they do that? I mean,
they do that. Yes.
On whose account, sorry? Do I pay for that or the bank pays for that?
Presumably when she's applying for a bond. Yeah. She wanted a higher value so she could get her bond, and I think that's where
I don't have an opinion on bank cost and who will be held accountable for fees and that. So I can't comment on that.
Okay, Rates Watch. What do you people do day to day? What's the main thrust of your business?
We're watching the rates. That's what the name's saying. Mm. Now the 80% of our work is focused on assessing the correctness of valuations
on behalf of residents and businesses.
Yes, yes. Mm. If you're a ratepayer, we can assist you to give an opinion on the or on whether the value is correct or not, too high or not, and whether to object or appeal or whatever the process is.
People that are complaining, as many have right now, should they object? I think that's the question.
They should object if they have market evidence that the property is incorrectly valued.
Mm. Oh, don't look at your general increase from to say, oh, but my value previously was 1 million and now it's 2 million. Yeah. Look at, it might be that you were undervalued and you got away with it in the last 4 or 5 years, to be quite honest. So, yes. Yeah. Another factor that I also want to just make you aware of is, if you talk about property valuation, although we said drill into your property specifics, I mean, if you are in an area where there's currently or a new, let's call it an industrial area, and there's a lot of smoke around, or a mine dump, and there's dust all over the place, that surely affects the property value.
Mm.
If it's a newish factor in your area, it might not yet be reflected in the market or the selling prices of the properties in the area. Usually it is. I mean, if there's a mine dump, for example, and there's a lot of dust when the wind blows, that will already be factored into your sales prices in the neighborhood. But if it's a new factor, the municipal valuer, because they don't do the inspections, they might not be aware of it. Or suddenly there was a road closure 2 kilometers away, and now you're sitting with a lot of traffic past your house. It happens. That could be a value influencing factor. The golden question that you always have to ask yourself is, what will a willing buyer pay for my property under conditions as at the date of valuation?
Mm. This has been great advice to you, gents, and I think after this, we get a better perspective of what our rights are and how we go about this. And as you say, do it. It's not that difficult. Get your evidence together and submit your objection. But do it fast. If you need help, we've been talking to Christo Bockhorst and Ben Espach. Phone them. They're at Rates Watch. I also know the subject. So I'm Gary Hertzberg. You could contact me. Lionel's also a half an expert on it. How was your board exams, Lion, quickly?
No, they were great. Except bookkeeping. It showed me flames, correspondence and all that. Yeah,
yeah, not we, us lawyers are not that great with figures. Yeah. Some of us. I'm not bad.
I now know.
Anyway, it's been a great show. Many thanks to you, gents. You came through from Boksburg on the East Rand. We appreciate it. But you do all over, don't you?
All over the country.
Excellent. Many thanks for this to our listeners. Yeah, go ahead and do what you need to do. And until next week, many thanks and cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.